You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Yo, what up, Jaguar Nation? This is Tony Wiggins with your Locked On Jaguars podcast on a Monday. It's draft week. We don't have to wait too much longer for the talent, whatever you want to call it, the talent edition to start for the new Urban Meyer regime here. It is draft week 2021. First of all, I want to thank all of you guys for hanging in there with us throughout this offseason. I know it's been a little rough. This was a rough year, man, for a lot of people. And Locked On Jaguars is glad to have you still here with us, subscribing and following with us on a day-to-day basis. We've grown a lot, and it's because of you, the listener. So we'd like to make sure that we thank you for tuning in and following along with us. And me personally, I really, really want to give thanks to you all. But we're finally here. We're finally here during draft week. And one of the things that I want to discuss with you guys today is, what do you do? What do you do if you're the Jaguars? And that's what we're going to talk about in segment number two. What would you do if you were Wig? What would Wig do? WWWD. What would Wig do is in segment three. Segment number one, though, and what we're going to talk about now, because we're not going to bury the lead, is how do we know what we would do? Because we don't know what they know. And what we mean by that is this: they have information that we don't. And all of us that love the draft, all of us that follow along with the draft, all of us that like to break tape and watch tape and try to get as much information as we can, we have to understand something, that the people that are pulling the triggers for these clubs, especially the club that you love here with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and we have, everyone has information and knows somebody that knows somebody, some more than others and all of that stuff. But even still with that, we have to understand, we have to get the point that there is some information. There's some information that people know that we don't. I'm being honest with you. There is information that these teams know that they're not going to break. They're just not going to say it. And you have to understand that they know more stuff about these players, intimate knowledge, than we do. Urban Meyer talked a lot about fit. And if you go back and think about it, he discussed a lot about fit. And that's a real important part of this equation when you're trying to figure out what are they going to do and what would you do. And I know when you hear fit, folks think that it's just about an athletic profile or a talent profile or even a personality profile. It's not. Many times it's about characteristics and competitiveness and what type of teammate a guy is. Albert Breer posted a video of Nick Saban on Twitter this morning, and it was about Nick Saban talking about ands and buts. And if you get a chance, go on there and check it out. I did want to drop the recording here because I wanted to basically talk about what he basically said, and I'll paraphrase it. He says he always tells his guys about ands and buts. He says the first thing that people do is when they evaluate talent is they look at the type of player a player is, and they go, and he gave an example of a defensive back. He has quick feet, he does this, he has long speed, he has ball skills, he does this and does this. And after that, they're either going to say one or two words. They're going to say, and he's a good teammate, he's coachable, his teammates love him, he works hard. Or they're going to say, but he's always late, but the strength, conditioning coach wouldn't piss on him if he was on fire, but, you know, he's this, he's that. So are you going to be an and guy or are you going to be a but guy? And the ands and buts, see, the player information and what he is talent-wise doesn't change. But when you get to that next part of it, the and, are you an and guy or are you a but guy? And to me, that's fit. And that's whether it's worth taking you. And sometimes it's like, where are they going to take you? Okay, yeah, he's a first-round football player, but he's a fifth-round jerk. okay? He has first round talent, but he has fifth round attitude, and we're going to spend all of this time trying to coach this dude up. And I know, you know, people go, it's part of their job. It's part of their job to pull and extract. You've heard me use that word extract. You got to extract the best out of him and blah, 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 blah. And that's true. You have to do that universally with every player. But with some guys, when you have to do it more with, how much is it worth? How much is it worth when you got two guys that are almost equal and you got to work extra, extra, extra hard to get that? You better be all world if you think somebody's going to sit there and waste all of that time pulling all of that stuff out of you. All right. Folks always talked about 20, how hard he was to deal with and whether what, you know, you didn't know who you're going to deal with every day, but look at his talent level. So that made it worth the while, right? At least for a while, I guess. But my thing is what do you do? What do you do when you're a part of the draft process and you're a part of an interview process for a job, and what's going to separate you from other people? So now when you look at it from a perspective of a team trying to go out and add talent, now you have to understand that those are the things that we won't know. Even if a team does leak stuff out about a guy, it might be a smokescreen because you might think, okay, well, maybe they're trying to just get him to drop to them. Or if a team doesn't let something leak out about a guy, then you're thinking, well, maybe they don't want people to know this about, so they'll think so teams will think that they're going to take that guy because everybody's mocking him, but they know they're not going to take him because they don't want you to think that they're going to take another guy. That's how guys slip in the draft every year, and this is the stuff that comes out that teams later on you'll find out this is why guys got slept on. I had a what draft was it? 2017. And I firmly remember an NFL general manager at the time telling me after the draft, when I asked him about three guys, and he said, all three of those guys should have gone in the top 10 from talent because these guys didn't. As if, in fact, one guy went, I'll just say a guy went between 25 and 35, and two other guys actually went, one guy went 45 to 50, and I think one other guy did go like 15th or something like that. He says, talent-wise, they probably should have been in the top 10, top 15. But we know things you guys don't. And the things that we know it comes directly from his coaches or his high school coach or somebody in his background. It's dead honesty. So we seem to think that sometimes these college coaches and these high school coaches will just – unilaterally take up and defend their guy. They won't do that. Let me tell you why. Because these guys have relationships with these general managers and these coaches that go way beyond their kid. Some of these GMs and these college coaches, they've known each other for 25, 30 years. And they know they're going to have to come back and see them for another kid. So if you want to lie to me about one kid that you basically had to go wake up every day to come to practice and ruin your reputation with me, and it hurts your credibility for the other 300 kids that's ever going to come through your program that I'm going to ask you about, why would you do that? So this is the problem when folks think, well, he's going to protect his player. No, he's not. He's not going to ruin his reputation over one dude. He's going to tell the truth to that GM or that other coach, that guy that is his peer, that guy that is in his profession, that guy that he's known since before that player that he's talking about was even conceived. That guy that he's known since that player that's being evaluated was in kindergarten. He's going to tell that dude the truth. They probably ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches together when they were coaching at Presbyterian College somewhere. He's not going to lie for that kid. So these are the things that we have to understand. What do they know about these players? There's a lot of players on these boards right now that are being mocked, and they're being mocked, but there are things that people know about them that we don't know that I'm telling you right now, some of them are going in the third round. I want you to look at these top 100 boards, and I want you to look at a lot of these mock drafts, including the one I'm going to give you Wednesday, because there's stuff that I don't know. Including the one I'm going to give you Wednesday, including what some of the players that I've been mentioning. And watch what happens. Some of the guys that we've been talking about, going in the top 35 and top 40, I bet you, you're going to look up and they're going to be number 100 or number 110. It happens every single year. It's because there's information that we just don't know. And I know it's the time of year where we're all supposed to sound like we're the smartest people on earth because that's what we get paid to do. But I want to sound like the guy that's being honest with you. And I'm telling you right now, there's a bunch of stuff out there that I do not know. And there's a bunch of stuff out there that I'm not supposed to know, right? I'm telling you. There's a bunch of stuff. If there wasn't a bunch of stuff that I wasn't supposed to know right now, then the people that we're actually covering, they're not doing a good enough job. They're not doing their job. So I'm more in tune with the mystery of what we're covering. I'm more in tune with the fact that there's stuff that we don't know and we're not supposed to know. And I'm trying to tie the loose ends together because of the tendencies of these folks from the past and what they traditionally do based on their history and based on what type of player. That's the game within the game for me. And it always has been. It's not being the smartest guy in the room. It's the fun in this is sitting here trying to figure it out with you, the listener. That's the game of the whole thing. The game is the game, right? So we're going to talk about that. And it's really fun when it comes to the Jaguars and to make this Jaguar-centric. And we're going to discuss more of this on the other side. We don't know what they're going to do because we're looking at a history of Trent Baalke, who's not really in as much control as he was in the past. And some people will argue how much control he actually had in the past anyway because of Jim Harbaugh. But Urban Meyer's here now, and Urban Meyer carries a very, very big stick, the biggest stick of all, in that building. Have they gotten on the same page? What type of player does Urban like? What type of player does he want? How has he evaluated this team? He's described what he wants this team to look like. Has that message come true? Have they figured it out? Have they been on the same page? And how can we translate that to the draft that's coming up Thursday? We know pick number one is pretty much in the books. But what about after that? What are they going to do? I'll tell you what I think they're going to do, and then in segment three, tell you what will Wig do. And I'll give you that here in just a second on Locked On Jaguars. Hey, Jaguar fans, listen up. NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, is offering a complimentary bottle to all football fans in America. To get your complimentary bottle of NuGenix, Total minus T, text DRAFT to 231-231. This unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increases energy and lean muscle mass. Plus, text now, and they'll include a bottle of NuGenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you get back in shape. Absolutely free. Text DRAFT to 231-231. That's DRAFT to 231-231. Message and data rates may apply. NuGenix Total T is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And like the TV ad says, she'll like it too. I'm going to get you guys to go on BetOnline if it's the last thing I do, because I'm trying to get you to win some money. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football may be over. It's on its way back, but not quite yet. But the NBA and the NHL are definitely in full swing. And BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. And BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. And it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website to use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. You have to use the promo code, though, and it's Locked On. That's your promo code, is Locked On. And BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. Put your mind and your money together and get your pockets fat at betonline.ag. It's where I go, and it's where you need to go to. All right, man. So we're back here on a Monday, and all of this week, man, you need to really, really focus, and pay attention, because this year the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft live. Get insights and analysis from Locked On local experts and the Draft Network's national experts. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch live 3-day coverage of the NFL draft April 29th through May 1st. All right. You got to check it out, man, because pick 1 through 1 and 25, I'll be doing that here for the Jaguars. We're going to get it in, man. We're going to have a good time. You know, the Trevor thing is really going to be popping off. So I'll definitely be down at the bank with that first pick and maybe in studio for the 25th pick. All right. So listen, what do I think they're going to do based on the information that they've been given and how they're trying to adapt to the Urban Meyer way of thinking here in Jacksonville? That's a lot to sort of digest, and that's a lot to sort of try to put your finger on it and get a hang of. I have no idea and no clue, no more than anybody else, of what their draft philosophy is, because there really is no history. I mean, we can look at Trent Baalke's history and record and the way of doing things, but he wasn't necessarily in control in San Francisco, because Jim Harbaugh was there, and it's well chronicled how that sort of all kind of fell apart. And then that it's sort of irrelevant here anyway, because Urban Meyer is the one really calling the shots here in Jacksonville. And Urban has really sort of said what they want to do. They want to be a fast attacking football team, but he's not used to the value board sort of way of viewing things. He's used to just knowing what he wants and grabbing whatever he wants in the draft, regardless of value. And even that has been misinterpreted. It may have been misinterpreted by me, but I know it's been interpreted differently by a lot of people in terms of what he actually means when he says that, whether or not that means that he, you know, wants a player to grab a player where the value isn't as high from a positional standpoint, or does it mean that he wants to just take a need and even though the player, he needs a player at a certain position, and even though that player may not be ranked high, he'll take him anyway. I hope that's not what it is. But in any event, what are they going to do and how are they going to do it? Well, you'd be hard-pressed to tell me that a guy who just came from college, who's used to being in a situation where he's at a school where they pretty much was one of those schools that would get the pick of the litter at Ohio State and prior to that at Florida, where they recruit the best of the best, and they knocked on doors nationally. And whenever they knocked on the door, they were like the same way Kentucky and North Carolina and Duke are in basketball. That's the way Ohio State, and when he was at Florida, that's the way they were, along with Alabama and now Clemson and teams like LSU, and traditionally Florida State was in football. They're like the big gorilla at the door. They can come in late. When they knock and they offer, you listen. And they make the last five of whatever kid that they're recruiting, and they get considered. That's just it. Another school can start recruiting a kid for 2 years, and a week before signing day, an offer can come from one of those big schools and one of those traditional blue bloods, and that kid's going to consider them and put them in his top five. That's just the way it goes. He's used to that. He's used to getting the player, or at least getting consideration from the player he wants. You will be hard-pressed to tell me that a guy who's used to getting the best player is not going to take the best player, and he's going to choose position over talent. I would be blown away that a guy with a college background at a high-level university will pass up talent for need. I can't see it. I will be shocked if Urban Meyer has to be talked off of the ledge from taking a player at 33 that's ranked 60th on the board, all because he needs a player at that position. I just don't think that works like that. I almost think it's an oxymoron to think of a guy like Urban who's yoked like that would do something like that. I don't think it makes any sense that he's even thinking that way, but what do I know? You know, he might be in serious delegation mode, where he is listening to a lot of his assistant coaches. And if they say they need this and they need that, and he's saying, okay, I got to get you what I need to fill the box. And I call that a bingo way of building your team, like you're filling squares as opposed to getting the most talent. When you're a 1-15 football team, you need to address talent. I also can't imagine this. I also can't imagine that in a year where you have all of those draft picks, the number one pick in the draft, two first-round picks, four picks in the first 65, and you had the most salary cap space, that what you did, that what you would do outside of drafting Trevor Lawrence with number one, that what you would do for the rest of your draft and your free agency combined would be to go totally need an infrastructure. That makes no sense. I just can't imagine that a guy with his background would do that. I would imagine that a longtime NFL assistant would do something like that. I would imagine a guy who allows a guy like Gene Smith, a longtime NFL scout who really wants to go infrastructure, and maybe if the head coach was some dude that was an offensive line coach for 25 years and really wants to, that's a very, very conservative way of thinking. And there's nothing about this hire to me that is conservative. So that's why I don't think that that's what they're going to do. I think need and what we talked about, fit, is going to play a big part in it. I think every single player that they pick, especially the guys in the first three rounds, will be guys that you can look at and go back and watch their tape. And when you go back and watch their tape, they will be guys that their football coaches in college had to keep them out of the weight room, loved them to death. They were guys that worked their butt off. So to me, that eliminates guys like Christian Barmore, from what I've heard. To me, that puts into play guys like Tevin Jenkins at 25. It does. It puts guys that you hear stories that you had to kick them out of the facility. You had to kick them out of the facility. That puts Najee Harris in play for me, whether it's at 25 or 33. Guys that you really had to kick out, that puts Amari Rodgers, guys like that you had to kick out of the facilities, guys that work out and that were always around the building. Those guys are the guys to me that he's going to go for. And honestly, I think some of the guys that opted out might be in trouble. And right, wrong, or indifferent, they had a right to do what they wanted to do. But I heard something in Balky's voice the other day, Trent Baalke, when he said guys that should have played. And when you characterize guys who opted out as guys that should have played, that sort of made me think that your line of thinking is one way. And the line of thinking is that they want guys that like Trevor Lawrence was demanding to play. Justin Fields was, they were petitioning to play. And we can go all day and nobody's going to admit it, but there are people that want guys who wanted to play. That's just what it is. And when you talk about guys that love football, there are some guys that just wanted to play and they didn't have a medical reason to be disqualified. So I think that's another thing. I don't know that the Jaguars are going to take anybody that opted out. That's just my personal opinion. Now, that just comes from me using my personal opinion that they want guys that wanted to play last year and they want guys that have to be dragged out of that gym. That's just me. So what will Wig do? I'm going to tell you in the third and final segment here on Locked On Jaguars, and I'll do it in just a second. This is going to be my opinion, but I'll tell you in just a few minutes here in the third and final segment here on a Monday here on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you about our friends over at Built Bar, and I say friends because I love anybody that makes my palate feel like it's at a carnival, and that's what these Built Bars do. They are the best tasting protein bar on the market. One, because they're 100% covered in chocolate. Two, because there's so many varieties of Built Bars, I never get bored eating them because it's always just flavor town. It's always just something new. So many different flavors. They started out with 12 flavors and then went to 18. And now for a limited time only, they have some coconut, brownie. They have all different types, and you can go and find the best one for you by going to builtbar.com or on Twitter, go to @bar_built. Now, when you get there, you can start ordering. And when you order, you need to use the promo code, which is locked15. And by using that promo code, you're going to get 15% off of your next order of Built Bars. And they're going to hit your mailbox, man. And I'm going to tell you, you might not make it back to your house before you start munching on these things. They are that good, and they are low in calories, low in carbs, low in sugar, and they're packed with protein and easy to carry around and easy to transport. And they are very, very good and tasty. It's Built Bar at BuiltBar.com. Lock15 is your promo code for 15% off of your next order of the best tasting protein bar in the world. All right, man, so it's a Monday. What would Wig do? I tell you what Wig will do is participate in the Ultimate Mock Draft, and what you should do is subscribe to it and listen to it, because the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey is happening now. It features analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfor, and Brian Baldinger, our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your home, your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right, man. So what will Wig do this weekend? I'd get superstars. I go fast and get superstars. I would think about guys that could help me now, but I would think about guys that are also going to be leading this team in 2 or 3 years. That's what you have to do. I wouldn't necessarily look at the contracts of guys that are going to be leaving. I would just get the absolute best players outside of quarterback, of course. I would take the most talented football players sitting on that board when they come up. That's just what I would do. I don't think anybody's safe. Remember, even with the free agents they went out and signed, the Jaguars gave most of these guys 2 and 3 year deals, right? So those aren't long commitments. And I know a lot of that had to do with the new CBA, but those aren't long commitments. And by those commitments not being that long, with these rookies, you get them for a minimum of 4 years if they're second round picks or beyond, and then you get a rookie in the first round for 5 years because of the fifth year option. You're going to have these guys longer than you're going to have the guys that you signed. Most of those guys you gave 3 year deals, it's really a 2 year deal if you don't want them by the third year. These guys now you're getting them at 21 years old. These are your foundation pieces. So even if they overlap with someone that you already signed in free agency, so what? Iron sharpens iron. Get the guys now. You can never have too many defensive linemen. You can never have too many pass rushers. You can never have enough good, versatile offensive linemen because of injuries and because of contract situations that are going to come up. You can never have enough guys who can score touchdowns, whether it be wide receivers or running backs. You can never have enough DBs that can play and can either force guys to improve and get better or sit on the bench. And if a guy's better than another guy, then even if the other guy's proven, you can still trade him. You can never have enough guys that can tackle in the open field. You can just never have enough people if they're very, very talented. It raises the floor and the ceiling of your football team. And when you have perennially been a losing franchise, can you really afford to cherry pick positions? No, you cannot. So if you hope that this franchise is on its way up and you're hoping that they're going to improve, that means that you'll never be in a position to have multiple picks and all of these picks again. You're here because you traded away great players who didn't want to be here. You hope to never be here again to have all of these choices lumped in together. So while you're here, get the best possible players you can and not worry about playing bingo and filling out needs. While you're here with all of this currency, this is when you get the best, most talented players you can. You do the need stuff later. But while you're here with all of this currency, this is where you go high-level talent. This is when you go for the best of the best. While you're here with all of this money, you don't go need now. You go need when you don't. You go need when you have very few picks. And you go need when you don't have much. And then you go need because it has to count. And it has to be in an area that needs to be fortified. But when you have all of this currency and it's a one-time situation, this is when you just take whatever. But it has to be the absolute best. And you let the chips fall where they may. You ain't turning around looking at what you already have, thinking it's so good that you can go need. No, because if it was so good, you wouldn't be in the position that you are in now. You feel me? If it was so good, you wouldn't have been 1-15. This is when you go best player available, regardless of position, except quarterback. Period. End of discussion. There's nothing else to say about it. This is when you get absolutely the best thing, the most biggest, fastest, shiniest thing that you see. You buy it right now. You let all of that other stuff worry about itself later. This is when you take the biggest badass on the planet. Every single time you come up to bat, or every single time you come up to the register, you need to have the biggest war daddy you can get right now, because you have all of this currency every single time. And you need to surround your brand new quarterback with as many weapons and as many guns, as many bullets as you can. Shape and mold all of that stuff later on. But right now, in your first year, you need a talent upgrade. You need a massive talent upgrade. And you need to let them go on the field and figure out who's going to play. That's what you do. You don't need to assign people playing time based on, well, you're at this position and you're at that position. Those days are over. You need to throw guys out there and say, who's going to play? Whoever's going to play, I want to see it. I want to see it. And I'm only playing who deserves it. That's it. That's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. The mindset of this team has to change. The mindset of this team has to change. That's just the way it is. The great teams always said that on Sunday, or whenever the game was played, was just an exhibition. The hard work was doing the week. Ryan Clark said it best when he was on the Steelers, when they were going to playoffs every year. They didn't pay me to play games. They paid me to practice. The games were fun. Practice is where all the hard stuff happened. And that's the way it has to be. The way it has to be is I'm going to be here again tomorrow, man, giving you another podcast, because it's your team every day here on Locked On Jaguars. And that's what I'm paid to do. So I'll be here tomorrow talking more draft stuff. I'm going to give you more, man. I'm going to actually do a mock draft that I'm going to lay out for you. I'm going to have that all ready to go for you on Thursday. If there's any trades, I will definitely let you know. And I'm going to keep you abreast for it and keep you on top of it. And if we have any breaking news, I'll drop some Locked On Nows to let you know throughout the week. Stay up. We got draft coverage. We got live on YouTube. The Locked On NFL is going to be live on YouTube with Draft Dudes on draft day. So we got live coverage. And then, man, come next week, we're going to debut the Locked On Jaguars live. It's going to be debuting on YouTube. Well, we're going to record this show live every day. That's right. You're going to see my mug every single day on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. So until then, keep subscribing, keep sharing, keep taking care of each other. And not too much longer, man. We're going to have Trevor Lawrence right here in the fold in Jacksonville. Take care.